Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You can take me to paradise, and then again you can be cold as ice.
That's Fleetwood Mac, one of the best ones. That's Christy McVie on vocals, and Lindsey Buckingham on the hot licks on the guitar back in the background there. 17 Till, welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're spinning platters, rocking and rolling with our good friend Marjorie Jobe, one of the lawyers in our brain trust. She's the author of Business Law Battle Plan for Entrepreneurs. We're talking about the criminal things that are going on around your business. Previous segment, we talked about some of the unintended criminal behavior, some of the things that you might be doing wrong. You didn't know anything. Here's another one. Marjorie, a small business owner doesn't know that they're violating OSHA or violating an IRS rule or something like that, and they don't know that they really honestly didn't know they were doing anything wrong, and next thing you know, they're in big trouble.
That's right. I had a client a few years ago who was moving. He's a road builder, and he was moving his yard from one job site to another, and in the process took down a chain link fence.
Uh-huh.
And when he took down the chain link fence to go put it up in another area, his material was exposed on this piece of land. Well, the criminal section of the EPA came knocking
wow.
at his door. And he was not indicted, but it took a lot of work to get there and thousands of legal fees to get to that result. But they were
it was nothing more than a timing thing, right?
It was, yes. There were a few weeks in between, but yes.
Yeah.
And the particular violation was there were four barrels that were there that were concrete curing compounds. And I don't know if you know what that is,
yeah.
but
uh-huh.
when you pour a concrete
calcium chloride.
You put it on with water, and it goes into the road or
mm-hmm.
the side of the road. I mean, it's something that penetrates.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're not talking about nuclear waste here. We're talking about concrete curing compound but that goes on the ground anyway.
It's caustic, though.
Yes. And so it was there in these about four barrels before they moved it to the next job, and that's what they were concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were able to divert an absolute disaster, but it cost the bottom line. And so those are the kinds of things that can happen.
When you were dealing with the EPA, did you get the idea that those people were well-meaning, diligent people, or were they did they just need something to do? And this was did you feel that they went beyond what they had to do to remedy this? Were they looking for a solution or somebody to hang?
No, I think that they looked for statistics because. Jim, they get the investigators and the prosecutors get bonuses and promotions based on how many.
Wow!
And so they
so that's,
have a,
that's their motivation in a negotiation. If I give in, I could lose my promotion.
Right. Exactly. So if you get a guilty plea or you get a conviction,
wow.
then that's what you want. You want statistics if you're working in the government.
And if it's a slow month, this guy will do.
That's right. And one of the things that they were particularly concerned about with my client, which we have remedied, is that they didn't have an environmental compliance policy in their company manual.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times if you don't have policies having to do with these issues, like filling out I-9 forms
mm-hmm.
correctly for your personnel department or handling these kinds of issues in your road building department in moving yards, then the fact that you don't have a compliance policy or company policies on the issues can hurt you. Because they were trying to make the argument to me, the prosecutor and the investigators, that my client intentionally didn't have a compliance program because they wanted the leeway to say, oh, we didn't know, or, oh,
mm-hmm.
We weren't aware that our employees were doing this.
So how does a what does a small business owner do about how do they just pray a lot? I mean, obviously they've got to try to be diligent as much as they can. What do you think?
I think that there should be a legal compliance policy for the company, and of course this depends on whether you have 5 employees, 10 employees, or 100 employees.
Right.
But I think that you look at the areas that your particular business deals with government regulations or government reporting, because almost every single regulation now has criminal penalties associated with it, where it's within the option of the prosecutor and the investigator or whether they take it civil or whether they take it criminal. Hmm. And so I think that you look at your business and you look at the areas where there might be exposure, and then you have some training on it, just like you would have safety training on
mm-hmm.
it. And one of the scary things that's happening is that the Patriot Act really opened up a lot of avenues for investigation that intrudes on our business and personal lives.
So where the Patriot Act probably has protected us, no question in my mind, has protected us from the bad guys who, from the outside, the Islamic militant kind of folks, the terrorists, it's also opened up some potential internal terrorism on small business.
Yeah, because it wasn't limited enough.
Yeah.
For example, there's what's called a delayed notice warrant. Have you ever heard of it?
I don't think so.
Another term for it is sneak and peek warrant. It allows federal agents to go into your home or business without telling you.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
not there.
I have heard about that.
Yes, and they don't have to tell you until much later. And in 2009, there were more than 2,000 of those warrants nationally, and not all of them had anything to do with terrorism.
With terrorism. Hold on to that thought, Marjorie. Give us your website quickly, please.
It's MarjorieJobe.com.
J-O-B-E is the last name, the battle Business Law Battle Plan for Entrepreneurs. It's her book. Stay with us. Tintail. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.